I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
As Stephen Throw Hooks depletes everyone on Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Trevor. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
All right, Trevor, you understand how this year's game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have your choice today of one of three categories. Today, we offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally, license to spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Let's do some decorating.
All right. Here we go. Once again, we go back to 2025. That's the year that Defector.com researched the list of the strangest and or funniest things that people here in the United States got stuck in their backsides. Now, I'm going to give you four choices, and I want you to tell me the one thing that was not inserted into someone's rectum. Got it? Four objects. You tell me the one that was not lost in the backside. The shameful part is that this is the game at all. All right, so here are your four options. Which one of these four do you think in the year of 2025 doctors did not have to remove from someone's anus? Was it a turkey baster, a baseball, a turtle, or a sandal? So turkey baster, baseball, turtle, or sandal. Three of those things were, in fact, in someone's rectum last year. One of them was not.
What do you think, Miles?
You say a turtle?
That is correct. Turkey baster, baseball, turtle, or sandal.
Shoot. I'm going to go turkey baster. It seems like the most, normal.
That seems like the thing you would put up there, like...
Hey, speak for yourself, buddy.
It's got to be sandal.
Sandal for Ted.
Yeah.
That just seems physically...
I was thinking sandal, too.
Okay, you guys are going to go sandal. What was not found in someone's backside last year? A turkey baster, a baseball, a turtle, or a sandal? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is interior decorating on Profile This. We have a list released of all the things that people stuck in their backside in 2025.
Oh, yeah.
There are four options. One actually was not found.
Yes, one.
One was not found. So what was not found in someone's backside? Turkey baster, baseball, turtle, or a sandal?
You know, in a normal world, these numbers should be reversed. Like, only one of these things was, three of them weren't. But no, that's not the times we're living in. So 75% of the options that I gave you, Trevor, were in fact in someone's backside. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You went with the turkey baster. I'm afraid that was, in fact, in the backside, which to be fair.
I was trying to go for the most normal one.
I hear what you're saying as far as the dynamics and the shape. But yes, a turkey baster was, in fact, removed from someone's rectum. Now, Trevor, you agree with D. Ted Smith. Both you guys said a sandal and said, because that is ridiculous. Doesn't matter.
No.
Where there's a will, there's a way. Trevor, you can get a sandal in your backside. I don't recommend you try it. But if you're that determined, it can be done. Now, keep in mind, apparently it's difficult to remove, but you can certainly get it in there. It was medically removed, a sandal. The thing that was not, in fact, in someone's backside was a turtle.
It was.
Oh, it was not okay. A turtle. But keep in mind,
thank God.
A baseball had to be removed from someone's rectum, a turkey baster and a sandal, not a turtle. But, hey, 2026 is young.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
You got some choices today there, Miles. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there in the title. You guys have teams and talents to write yourself and come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. Is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Last week, sheriff's deputy in Florida had to arrest a runaway emu after it kicked him. And the hardest part is the fact that the emu has no hands.
V-Ted Smith. Yes.
Yeah, it was me. I mean, I guess you cuffed him. Would you cuff his little legs?
I guess he ain't little. But yeah, I guess he'd cuff his leg.
Yeah.
Unless you got wing cuffs.
A video game developer announced last week that it'll release a new simulator game that follows around National Park Ranger as they maintain hiking trails and interact with guests. It's the game grandmas are calling just as fun as Call of Duty.
SNL.
Fallon?
Seth Meyers.
A video game developer announced last week that it'll release a new simulator game that follows a National Park Ranger as they maintain hiking trails and interact with guests. It's the game grandmas are calling just as fun as Call of Duty.
Beyond Meat is launching a protein drink. Finally, an alternative to my daily meat smoothie.
That's a number.
Fallon.
Damn it.
Beyond Meat is launching a protein drink. Ooh. Finally, an alternative to my daily meat smoothie.
An Australian woman woke up to find an 8-foot python coiled on her chest. And that's the end of 2-for-1 drink night at the reptile house.
Seth.
Fallon.
That's Seth.
And finally, an Australian woman recently woke up and found an 8-foot python coiled on her chest. And that's the end of 2-for-1 drink night at the reptile house.
That would just be terrified.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not scared of snakes, but if I woke up to a snake coiled on my chest, I would find that disturbing.
Worst be coiled around you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
She must have a very warm chest.
Well, you figure if you're in a bedroom, the human body's going to be the warmest thing in there.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one thing if it's a dog. That's another thing if it's somebody else's snake. All right. Over the weekend, obviously, first thing we got, my buddy's traitor of a dog. I woke up with it next to me on the couch on Sunday morning. And I told him, I said, your dog's a traitor. But the dog was fired up because Saturday night we had watched the Seahawks host the San Francisco 49ers in the divisional round. Thrill, to your credit, you had talked about it a couple times last week that Mike and I seemed awfully nervous about the game.
No, I understand. I just said, look, as a football fan, but not a Seahawks fan, I look at it objectively. So you don't have the emotional connection. And I know it's a divisional rival, right, which makes everything juicier and all this. I was like, the Hawks are going to beat the 49ers. The 49ers just, there's no realistic way they win this game, barring the team bus crashing and injuring all the players. I did not think they would beat them that bad. But I'm like,
correct,
the 49ers, and I feel the same way with the Rams coming up. It's just the objective football fan. I understand what it is to love a team, and you just don't see things rationally. You're like, oh, my God. But, yeah, that game was brutal, man. That was a brutal game.
Yeah, and I mean, look, credit to the NFL, all good games except the Seahawks game, which is fine. As we were sitting there Saturday, and I said, man, the rest of the country is pissed right now. But you got to keep in mind, that game was 5 p.m. for us.
You
live on the East Coast, that's 8 p.m.
I've been waiting all day for this.
Right, you've been sitting around, you've been fired up. But the first game was good, beautiful sunny day. But you're right, man. People were fired up all day. I was on the light rail early. I mean, go Hawks, this and that. Definitely had a few people like, you going to the game, huh? I was like, no, I'm just geared out with a backpack, but I'm not going to the game.
I look like I'm going to the game.
What the hell the Broncos going to do now? I mean, they're there.
They're going to lose.
Yeah.
I think the Patriots beat them with or without Bo Nix, but at least they can use this as an excuse for why the Patriots manhandled.
Yeah, I mean, right. And again, the Seahawks look so good. I would still be nervous. I'm still nervous about having to play the Rams.
Obviously.
You're right. It should be better.
Would you sign Phillip Rivers?
I mean,
I'm just saying.
Well, now, of course, too, with the NFL, you have all these other questions, too, right? Like, there's all these weird stats that come out this time of year. Like,
right.
I, Right, like when I heard either yesterday or today was that like basically there's a coach and quarterback and they don't win a Super Bowl within 5 years, they don't do it. Right, so think about, I mean, you could look at Lamar and
the Bills, the Ravens, right.
Right, so the main thing was Josh Allen, right? Because everybody's like, Josh Allen did the opposite of putting on the Superman cape. And
right, dude, you got to hold the ball, bro. Right, we all say that. It happens. It was still a close game. And I think that's what bugged Josh Allen most. Like, you guys had three giveaways. You were responsible for two of them. You're still that close.
Yeah.
Right? And look, there's a million different plays that you can point to in any game that could change the tide of the game. But when you have turnovers on you, it's hard to look at, well, this guy missed the block. It's like, the turnovers are the killer.
Right. And I don't know what the answer is up there. I mean, hell, the coach got fired. It's like,
wow, I know. Like, yeah. People are on the Ravens about it. I'm like, well, he's been there for 18 years. Sometimes you just knew. And honestly, this is the first offseason I'm excited about. Not excited, like positive, but excited where something entirely new is going to be there. It's been a long time.
It's kind of where we are right? This year.
But with Buffalo, I'm like, geez, guys. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's on the coach.
I don't think anyone expected the Patriots to be there.
No.
You know, I don't think anyone expected the Seahawks to be
no.
there. I don't think the Rams are probably the only team.
I think
the
Rams.
The
I think
year.
I think people. If you knew football, people knew the Seahawks would be better, and they were a playoff team.
And that's what everyone said. They'll be better.
Right, you're right. Though I don't think anybody was picking them to win the NFC.
Denver, hell no.
And I would say the other thing. It's one thing to say no one expected you to make it this far, and there seems to kind of limp their way this far. The way the Patriots and the way the Seahawks are getting there, it's by domination.
But I feel
think
like
that's this isn't one of those things where you're like, well, they got this lucky player, all this luck. I'm like, they're going out there and beating the brakes off of the teams that they have to play. That to me is the big difference.
I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl just because nobody that I thought was going to be there. It's not the same right. crap. We don't have to think about Taylor Swift or, you know, we can just watch the game.
Right.
Just normal people.
Yeah, and the way the NFL goes these days, you know what I mean? I mean, I think it's very rare to see Mike McDonald, the coach of the Seahawks, who in his second year.
You know he's not the singer from the Doobie Brothers.
I found that out today.
I was thinking he was.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, honestly, like, look, also, shout out to the Niners for just being the jackasses they are. I mean, them dancing in that tunnel before they came out. It's on national TV. Like, I know we dislike, obviously, we'll be booing the crap out of the Rams, but it is so much better to beat your rival at home in a game that mattered that much.
You know my philosophy of that stuff. And I always say that, and you and I have debated it for 20 years, and I'm always like, look, man, that's why I like the coach from Indiana. And they're like, why don't you smile? They go, why would I smile when we got a touchdown? So effing point. You don't smile for doing your job. You smile when you win the championship. And then he did. So when I see those guys buzzing around, and I get you're getting yourself hyped. I understand that. But when you're just cocky about it, I'm like, brother, you're about to go do your job. If you got a touchdown because you're a wide receiver and the quarterback threw the ball to you when you're in the end zone, like, be happy. But we don't need a big celebration. When you win the Super Bowl, say something. Otherwise, you did what
well, I get firing yourself up and this and that.
I get it.
I don't know. You guys been dancing out of these goddamn into other people's homes for years, and it still isn't out.
Well, who would have thought the division would be that strong? I mean, because,
no one. 3 out of 4 teams.
That's what I mean.
Jesus, man.
That's pretty strong. And you got to play them twice.
And think about the records.
You got to play them 3 times. So,
yeah, I mean, like, we've been, like, you know, Mike and I have been saying, like, this is like a revenge tour, right? You got the Niners at home, right? You had to beat them in their house to get to win the division.
Right.
Now you have the Rams, who you've barely sneaked by the second game, right? Like,
they barely snuck by the first.
Correct. All right, and then, right, there's a chance you could play the Patriots in the Super Bowl. So, I mean, it is shaping up well to just be like, we are squashing all these demons. And, I mean, look, we're still, 3 weeks out for the Super Bowl, and I've already seen that damn play with the Seahawks against the Patriots 10 times today.
Oh, they'll bring it up. If they both go to the Super Bowl, they're going to replay that over and over. But I will say this. I truly believe that the Hawks and the Patriots meet in the Super Bowl. I think they are the superior teams in our conference. I think the only team in the NFL, honestly, they can give the Seahawks a run for the money. Just the way they're playing is the Patriots, but I still think the Hawks beat them.
Yeah.
But I think, and who the F knows, I think it'd be a very good Super Bowl. And it is cool to have two teams that no one saw coming, and they're both just playing lights freaking out, man.
Yeah. I'd also be remiss if I didn't mention, yesterday we had the national championship game for college football.
Yes.
Hell of a job out of Indiana.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, 3 years ago, that program was an absolute dumpster fire. And keep that, like, look, I do cheer for the Huskies, but as a Maryland fan, I know what it's like to basically be a basketball school that
and
sucks at
else.
Football. Right? And now it's like I was talking about brother today. I said, if they could find a Signetti, like, Malin's got to be able to find somebody. I know Loxley's still there, but Jesus Christ, all the guy does is recruit. They can't win a damn game on Saturday.
Now, Indiana, and the one thing I'll say about the coach that I love, remember when he first got the gig, and I want people to know about you. He's like, I win, Google it. And that is a very cocky thing to say, right? No smile, he did not laugh, he made a point. And then you went out and did exactly what you said to do. I'm like, can the Ravens hire that dude, man?
I just wish that we could keep just once a West Virginian who stay in West Virginia and coach.
Is he a West Virginia guy?
Yes. It's like Saban, you know, Booger, all these guys, man. Like, can we just keep one guy for our team?
Well, and just
so throwing them all out there.
And also, like, look, we can argue all we want about the college football playoff. I said to my brother, I said, well, it worked. The best team all year won the title.
Right.
You can't argue with it. I still say 12 teams is enough for me if they want to make it bigger, but don't going to 24 bigger. Is ridiculous. But also just it makes the regular season in college matter so much more.
Yes.
But credit this year, the playoffs, there was actually close games. And I mean, for the last game of the weekend, that was awesome last night.
That was fantastic.
Great way to end the football season. And just know those rosters will be completely different next year.
It's first thing to tell.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Bridget in Spokane gets mad and peels the top off a double-decker bus. Meanwhile, because of the quick action of a line cook, his career gets a big plus. A woman in China has to apologize to her cheating husband for 15 straight days. After a break-in, I learned that collecting Pokemon cards actually does pay. And because of a TikTok challenge, one man is facing felony charges. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, top story, we go to New York, where targets of theft continue to get weird. A local store had only opened a couple months ago and was holding a community event with about 40 locals flooding the aisles of the store. That's when all hell broke loose as a group of armed robbers crashed the event, holding the customers at gunpoint as they emptied the shelves and made their escape. The store owner said that the robbery only took about 3 minutes for them to steal $100,000 worth of merchandise and are considering hiring an armed guard. Authorities are still on the lookout and are asking for any information regarding the group of thieves that stole $100,000 worth of Pokemon cards.
That's a lot.
Damn.
Is it a lot of cards or just a lot of money? That's always my question.
A bit of both. You know, the cards are not difficult to grab onto. And I would think that if you're rough with stealing the cards, it's going to bonk the value just a little bit. But the fact that there's $100,000 worth of Pokemon cards is insane to me.
Right.
In a 3 minute swipe.
And then who do you sell them to? I guess you already have buyers lined up, I would think.
Sure.
I think it's probably like art theft.
And
don't just steal the Mona Lisa. You have a buyer.
Can you tell if they're stolen if you just put them online?
I don't know. I mean, my kids used to be in the Pokemon thing. I don't know that there's serial numbers or any identifying feature on them.
I don't believe so. Might be. I don't believe so, though. But you can hide them so well, and there's so many different channels of trading them around whatnot that you do there. That it's $100,000 worth, but if they get 50 grand from all of it, like they didn't.
You
lose
got
a
them
penny.
For free,
correct?
Right.
So it's wild.
That's amazing, Pokemon.
Right.
Well, I know it's super popular, all these things, but in no way is it important.
Yeah.
Right. And you can make that much money off of that.
It's insane. In other news to China, where punishments can also be opportunities. A woman was devastated at the revelation that her husband had been having an affair with a coworker for the last 5 years. The infidelity tanked their marriage and put the cheated woman on a rampage, exposing their affair on social media, as well as the evidence of the act and their personal information. That's probably what got her into the most trouble. This caused a lawsuit from the new couple, who sued the woman for defamation and won. The judge ordered the woman to upload more videos to social media, all of which apologizing to her cheating ex and his mistress for the next 15 consecutive days. Side note, that's wild.
Are you kidding me?
This didn't have quite the effect one would think was aimed for, as she technically has apologized in every video. But she's also doubled down and continued to find ways to drag the couple while meeting court orders and has become something of a celebrity in the area for her story and her videos.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Is ordered to make videos for the next 15 consecutive days and leave them up, apologizing to the two of them for the defamation. But she's using every opportunity to say, oh, by the way, he's into this. She likes that.
Okay.
And she just continues to go for it. Might still backfire, but also the idea. That's wild to me. Well, that's all I'm going to say about that. To Florida, where great decisions are made. Police got an anonymous call from someone informing them that there was an unauthorized individual inside of a closed local Walmart branch, having it on good authority that he was somewhere near the dog beds. Authorities arrived on the scene and investigated, finding a 19-year-old young man indeed hiding among the dog beds. When asked what he was doing there, he admitted that he was attempting a 24-hour challenge in which he would live stream on TikTok from the Walmart for 24 hours. Unfortunately for him, broadcasting a felony isn't the smartest of moves, and he was caught. He's now facing burglary and theft charges for taking a charger that was in the Walmart while he was in there. The key there is that he was 19. This is stupid things that 16, 17-year-olds do that they shouldn't, by the way. I'm going to double down on that, say they shouldn't.
Sure, but stop at 17.
Correct.
That's all.
Correct.
Just stop at 17.
Because it's a felony that
you're
will
a
stay.
Stupid kid at 17. That's right. Now you're a felon.
Correct.
Same stupid act. Much different thing.
Dumbass. Over to Spokane, where the public transit has taken a hit. A double-decker bus is believed to have taken a turn off route for an unknown reason, which took the bus under a railroad crossing. Bad news for all aboard. The bridge is a clearance of 12 feet. The bus is 13.6 feet. Do the math. This caused the bus to be scalped a bit, but bad enough to send 7 people to the hospital. The driver's been a part of the fleet for several years and is now on administrative leave as the investigation takes place and policies are reviewed. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Texas, where good deeds don't go unnoticed. An elderly couple was on the way home from a medical appointment when their car was suddenly struck by another driver and sent spinning. The couple told local media that nobody stopped for them following the crash except one young man who worked as a cook at the local Texas Roadhouse. He sprinted toward the smoking car and pulled the elderly couple out from the debris to safety before taking off again. Off into the day, they didn't even know who he was. They never got his name, but worked with local media to track him down. They found him at that Texas Roadhouse, and they had a reunion right there to thank him. At that reunion was the president of the local ambulance service. The young man had aspirations of becoming a nurse but couldn't afford the schooling, so the president offered him a full scholarship and training and job opportunity to work as an emergency medical technician, and he's already started that training.
That's how you know he's a cook. Yeah, I say, I gotta get to work, man.
It doesn't matter
what excuse I have. They're going to get
on. I deal with a smoky grill all the time. This car, no worries.
Yeah, no worries.
That's right. No worries whatsoever there. Men's Room Sports, big game for your Seahawks on Saturday up against the 49ers. That's 1 out of 3 that we need, boys.
Yep.
Number 2's coming up later on this weekend on Sunday at 3:30. It's going to be a big one. Get all your people. It's going to be fun. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, you got NBA basketball over on Channel 5. You got a slew of college basketball on ESPNU, FS1, CBS Sports, and you got some NHL hockey over on TNT and True TV. As far as your weather, should be a low of 30 tonight with a few passing clouds, and tonight we're looking at mostly sunny with a high of 46. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.